7733 translated into the numbers rather than using the letters there. So we've been talking most of the show sort of about the consequences of bad decisions and welfare versus liberty and, you know, so it's just been an interesting conversation. It all stemmed from this chain email that I got. And we've never read a chain email here on Free Talk Live before, but I just thought, you know, it's interesting. I think that that's our Skype call.
Feel better.
Nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, stuffy head fever, so you can rest medicine.
Oh, wow.
Speaking of which, let's go to another Skype call here. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, that was a really good ad for cold medication, Mark. I'll have to make sure to recommend you in the future.
What's on your mind, Nathan?
Well, I wanted to call in and basically agree almost 100% with Stephanie, because I think a lot of libertarians fall into this trap of, like the way a previous caller put it like a week ago, of if only the poor could just go away, or if only the poor could just, like disappear or something like that. And it's not really how we tend to think, but it does come off that way. Have you ever heard of a Mises scholar named Kevin Carson?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Yes, he's written a lot of interesting stuff on this topic, and he likes to make the kind of arguments that Stephanie has kind of been alluding to, where the state is basically seen to be the proximate cause of a lot of systemic conditions which lead to poverty. Like, for example, one of the things he talks about is homesteading land and how the state will, you know, oftentimes in the form of a mayor or a municipality step in and, you know, not allow people to homestead vacant land and use it, you know, for their own business. Like there was
in Pensacola, Florida, they've outlawed being homeless. I mean, you can't.
It's the only town.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it can't get much worse than outlawing people standing on the street giving food to the homeless.
Right. And hey, look, Nathan, I don't disagree with any of this, but I also see the frustration that somebody who has built a life for themselves from poverty might feel when seeing somebody who is in the same condition who isn't taking the proper actions. And I think I can feel their frustration. I can totally understand why those people are like, can't you just shape up?
Well, yeah, it definitely comes back to, you know, how much of it do you think is external factors versus how much is the individual? And then there's also it gets complicated because when the current system is broken, then, you know, when the education system doesn't work, when there's not a lot of employment, then it kind of interacts and you get people in cyclical poverty.
Yeah, it's a great way to point more and more fingers at the government. And I'm with you. I'll point as many fingers as I've got at the government.
Here's one I'm not going to point at the government, Mark. Do you think it's easier to, if you're a felon coming out of prison, mm-hmm. do you think it's easier to get a job if you're white or if you're black?
I would imagine that it's probably easier to get one if you're white. But I also think that there goes into some issues of sort of articulation and things like that. And this is...
Well, who goes to jail more often, or who goes to gets incarcerated more often?
Minorities are certainly more largely represented in the prison system than others.
Is it easier to get a job as someone who has just been incarcerated or someone who has been free, living relatively freely?
Obviously, I mean, I don't have to answer any of these questions. They're clear and obvious what the answers are. But there are people that have done it over and over again that have managed to do it. I had a good friend, Leon Darien, who I've talked about here on the show, who got out of prison. The guy had an IQ that was below 80. He wasn't really smart. And he managed to get out and get a job driving a truck because he didn't want to go back to jail. It doesn't take that much not to go back to prison. Not committing a felony is, and you know, abiding by your probation. It's not easy, and it's set up for people to fail. I get it. I can make the arguments in the other direction, but I know how to win. And it can be done if one wants to do it.
Yeah. It can be done. Oh, go ahead, Nathan.
Oh, I wanted to focus on that, too, a little bit, and I was wondering, you said that basically you just sort of lied your way through it. Do you think that would... I mean, we're talking, you're a felon, is that right?
I'm a felon, yep. I'm as felony as it gets, too.
So we're talking about, yeah, well, I don't know, maybe they would consider drugs worse than assault today. I don't know.
I don't have an assault charge. I was convicted of second-degree murder and spent 9 years in prison. I'm pretty sure nobody's going to go ahead and say, oh, yeah, well, that one's worse. Maybe something like sexual battery. That's
well,
about
so
it.
So I wonder how it is today compared to when it happened to you, and how many employers would just, you know, reject someone out of hand for being a felon. Or, you know, it's even increasingly, it's even, like, if you have any arrest or maybe even a misdemeanor, I wonder if it would, could even get to that point where people, because, you know, it's an economic downturn. So maybe even people with, like, high misdemeanors or even previous arrests at all might not get hired, let alone felons.
Yeah, I don't think it's fair to use me as a yardstick against other people who have gotten out of prison. There's so many different situations between people. I'm a sort of unusual thing, which is a kid that went to private school in prison. I mean, you just don't see a lot of that. So one of the reasons I was able to be the staff canteen operator and serve coffee to the police to the officers there at the place is because they can relate to me. They can trust me because of the way I speak and the way I present myself, even if I'm wearing prison blues, where they don't necessarily have those connections to other inmates. So I understand that I got privileges. I got it. I mean, I'm 100% clear that I got privileges. But there are other people that I saw in those same circumstances that didn't, that still managed to claw their way out. And there are people, that, you know, in these circumstances, we're not even talking about people who spend any time in prison. We're just talking about people who are taking welfare. I think you can make a better life for yourself, and that's a decision that one needs to make for oneself. Do I think the government can make it more difficult on people? Absolutely. Do I think maybe you can even claim the government's 75% at fault for this? Okay. I'll take that run with you, but that 25% is yours, and you can do something with it, or you can't, and that's really where it comes down. And I think that people can be empowered inside conversations to have a better life, and I don't want to disempower them. Nathan?
Oh, yeah, no, I totally agree with you, but, yeah, I was just curious, what do you thought the situation was today?
It's got to be harder. It's got to be harder getting out of prison
today. I can't imagine someone could just, you know, straight up lie and that worked today. But
I don't think so. I don't think it was. I got caught once, by the way. They didn't tell me that I did, but it was a job at the local newspaper in town. And
it puts you in a hard situation. I mean, what are you supposed to do? You're trying to survive. You're trying to better yourself. But if you tell the truth, then it might get. I mean, heck, if you even get fired from a job, sometimes people are in a position where they're like, "Look, I gotta lie, or else I'm never gonna get another job."
I see.
I think I read something like that one time where some guy, I think I read it in a newspaper, a guy had a job, and then someone, his boss, kept insisting on and recommending him for a promotion, and he kept telling him no, and eventually when he went ahead and put the paperwork in anyway, that he got fired because, I guess, the higher position required a background check or something like that.
Yeah, wouldn't doubt it at all. It's one of those situations. Nathan, thank you for the call. It's one of those situations where people are really stuck between a rock and a hard place. And now I can totally understand why people would just come out and say the truth, because it's so much easier for people to background check. There's so many more people that are applying for a given job, you know, under my circumstances. I can't remember every job I had and how each of them went down, but many of the jobs I had, I wasn't even asked if I was a felon. Like, I didn't even have to fill out an application to start working for the radio station. I was recruited by the general manager from the job that I had been working previously. So I essentially didn't have to do anything there. Then once I had the experience, and this is why I say I'm not a good example for the other people out there. Yeah, I made a better life for myself. And certainly I had, you know, a lot of things that were working against me. But I just have considered myself always to be the luckiest guy I know. Even in prison. 855-450-FREE. You can call in, comment on whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
Bitcoin, now used and recognized by even the biggest names in commerce. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized digital currency. not controlled or manipulated by governments or corporations, Bitcoin are designed to be anonymously owned and limited in supply. They can't be counterfeited or quantitatively eased. And unlike everything else in this economy, they're skyrocketing in value. Right now is the time to get Bitcoin. But how do you get them? Bitquick.co finally makes it simple to buy Bitcoin. Bitquick.co allows buyers to connect directly to sellers and simplifies transactions to three quick and easy steps. Place a buyer hold, deposit cash at the bank, send your receipt to Bitquick, and you're done. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Bitquick.co is the quickest, safest, and simplest way on the market to buy and sell Bitcoin. It's never been easier to own Bitcoin. Get your Bitcoin right now. Visit Bitquick.co and get your Bitcoin. Bitquick quick. For more information on Bitcoin, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes, yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call and talk about whatever it is you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-FREE. If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, maybe you've got a felony and you think the only way you can make it is by living out in the woods. ManVentureOutpost.com. You're not going to have much money when you get right out of prison, so you want to save money on the name brands. And you want to get them a Man Venture. They do have the name brands, and they're available to everyone on whatever it is that you might need for the outdoor enthusiast in your life, be it you or someone you love. Tents, apparel, boating equipment, fish finders, optics, archery, air guns, water purification, handguns, long guns, ammunition, flashlights. Man Venture Outposts got it. They've got it at rock bottom prices. Every time I've gone there, it's been the lowest prices I've been able to find. Go check for yourself before you buy any outdoor equipment at manventureoutpost.com. So, we were talking in the last segment, I guess, about sort of what it must be like for people getting out of jail and, you know, finding work and a place to live. And, you know, it's tough. And a lot of people end up going back to jail for a variety of reasons. And I do feel for them. I know that it's difficult. I've also seen many people excel after getting out of jail. And I'm, you know, excited to see that, too. So,
you know, everybody has their own story. I want to go back to something that we mentioned a little bit earlier, which was Sean's Outpost. It's a Bitcoin-based charity that helps homeless people in Pensacola, Florida, and actually in other locations now. They're kind of branching out. They've just done great things, and Bitcoin has made it really easy, like we talked about before, to do charitable giving through that organization. You know, they raise funds, and they're so popular they get funded within minutes, you know, for all these campaigns. And they can feed, you know, dozens of homeless people with a Bitcoin when a Bitcoin was $100, and now they can probably feed hundreds of homeless people with a Bitcoin. But what I was going to say is when I talked to Jason King, and he's actually been on Free Talk Live before at the Bitcoin 2013 conference,
and he's called in,
last May. He was telling me, like, he says every homeless person has their own story. You know, it's really not what you would expect, like, oh, they're just a bum and they're drunk and they can't make their own, they can't be financially responsible because they're messed up. Well, no, actually, like, they all have their own story, and he actually bothers to talk to them and listen to them.
Yeah.
And he said that he himself has actually, like, he's independently wealthy. He does Sean's Outpost as a full-time job because he doesn't need to work. That's how successful he's been.
He's a powerful and dynamic character, too, and he's the kind of guy that can really make something like that work.
But at one point in the past, he was homeless.
Mm-hmm.
And his story was that basically he had gone through a divorce, and all he had left after this divorce was, like, his car.
Right.
And he went to another city. He got another job, but he hadn't gotten his first paycheck yet. He had no money. It was all gone. And he lived out of his car for a month until he got paid and he could get an apartment. And he was taking showers at work, and he was, you know, getting dressed in the broom closet or whatever.
Got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, if someone like him has been homeless in the past, you know, you really can't say, well, it's all their fault. You know, they're just lazy. They're just being irresponsible. I'm not saying that you said that, but for people out there who are listening,
I think some people consider, maybe some people conflate those on welfare and the homeless together,
mm-hmm.
but I don't. And most of the homeless aren't on welfare.
True.
You know, most of them, you know, they either refuse to take it. They can't take it. The government won't give it to them. I mean, we had a host on this show who said she tried to go get some food from the welfare office. She was hungry, and, you know, they had paperwork for her to fill out, and they'd have started getting her some food in a couple of weeks. She was hungry right then.
That's madness. That's bureaucracy.
And that's the real problem behind these things, is that it creates a class of people that's good at playing the game. When you're good at playing the game, why stop? Your life, I mean, you will continue to live. It may not be the greatest life in the world, but you'll continue to live. So, you know, I mean, that's the problem with entitlements.
So a slightly different topic, but what do you guys think about libertarians who purposely try to get on welfare so that they can bring about the collapse of the state, or maybe so they can get some of their stolen money back or whatever? Have you guys heard of this phenomenon? Because it happens, for sure.
I've heard of people doing it, and that, you know, they claim that, well, at least, you know, if I take that money, it's not getting spent on war, things like that. It's not really something that bothers me. I understand some people have kind of the moral quandary, like where you're using a government program and yet you're anti-government, and that's you know, that's somehow you know, a contradiction. I don't know. Just for myself, it really doesn't bother me at all.
I think that you leave yourself open for, you know, repute at that point.
I think you leave yourself open for government intervening and taking a role in your life.
Oh,
that's
the main
reason why I'm not comfortable with it personally. Like, I've had times in my life where I needed money.
Yeah.
But I never even considered going on. Well, and you could say, like, yeah, I'm a white lady, I'm relatively privileged, but, you know, I just didn't consider it because I wasn't comfortable with it, and I wasn't so desperate that I was to the point where I had to, I had no other options.
You know? I'm just uncomfortable. No, literally, really just uncomfortable with doing government programs. I don't want to go through their process. So I was unemployed for a little while, and I could have taken unemployment, but I went to the unemployment office, and they said, here, call this telephone number. I'm like, I don't want to call a telephone number. So I went and got a job. So, you know,
too many hoops to jump through.
Right,
to get
really, and I'll admit that, but you see, I'm just, it was already abhorrent to me. I had done what I was willing to do, which was to walk into the unemployment office. And upon doing, getting some, you know, some bureaucratic hurdle, admittedly, not a big one. I just wasn't willing to go any further. I don't consider unemployment insurance to be welfare. You paid for that. It goes on for a certain amount of weeks. Certainly it's not market oriented, but it, whatever. I don't consider it to be. It's just, I just didn't want to do it. I just don't like the government paperwork and stuff. Not interested.
Right. You know, I could say that I did take welfare for many years, even though I didn't really decide to, because I went to government school. Mm-hmm. And I was really not pleased with the level of government intervention that that brought about in my life. They wanted me to take vaccinations. They wanted me to get head lice checks. You know, they wanted me to do all, to sign permission slips, to, you know, get, cover my books, do my homework, all kinds of orders that they gave me. So, you know, there's always strings attached when someone else is giving you money. Hey, I've had scholarships where there were strings attached. You know, that's not welfare. That's
what kind of scholarships?
Like to college.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I got scholarships.
Merit-based scholarships. Mm-hmm. But okay. There were strings attached to those. You had to fill out a letter. You had to get it signed. You had to check up on you. You had to get certain grades or else they would take it, you know. So there's always strings attached. In some cases, it is a lot easier just to make your own money and then have no obligations and be free to do with it pretty much what you want except for the whole taxation thing.
Well, you know, if you are dealing with somebody that's like, actually has a job, you know.
Great segue.
Yeah, you should, you know, and if you're so concerned, like, oh, you know, you don't want to support the people that don't by giving away your tax dollars or something, you know, like a lower end job would be, you know, a waiter, waitress, and maybe you should tip them pretty well and not tip them in the way that these people tipped a certain waitress, but you'll have to find out about that in the next segment.
This is a great story, I guarantee you. You're going to want to hear this.
Somebody's jilted a waitress someplace?
Somebody's jilted a waitress.
The horrors. 855-453. She's working.
This is genuinely horrifying.
She is working. 855-453.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking up the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call, talk about whatever's on your mind on this live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
Well, Brian, we were talking about a situation here with the waitress, and tell me about that in a second.
Yeah, well, you know, we're going to talk about what is a good tip and what is a bad tip. And actually, if you want a good tip, if you're going to go online,
here's a tip for you, son.
You should use ProXPN.
Don't play in traffic.
Yeah. what is ProXPN? ProXPN, it's a global virtual private network, VPN. That might be a term you hear going around quite a bit now due to things like Prism and the Snowden revelations and all of that. And what it does is it encrypts back and forth all of the data that, you know, that you send, you know, over the internet, even before it gets to the ISP. This is going back and forth. And it's really, ProXPN is so simple to use. If you value your privacy, believe me, you want to be using ProXPN. I mean, just like the ISPs that we mentioned, they're going to keep your information for sometimes up to 6 months.
Right, and if you don't value your privacy, you need to consider that you probably should value your privacy.
Yeah.
Because if you're using a Wi-Fi network, you know, wherever you're doing it, people can sniff your packets and use that information against you. They can get into your computer and use that information.
Absolutely.
That's terrible to have happen.
Yeah, I mean, even if you want to be the most open person in the world, or if you're a public figure of some kind, it's still a smart move to encrypt all the things, as I always say. So encrypt your, you know, you can encrypt your data. Use ProXPN to do so. They have apps and software for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, even Linux. Setup's a little different on Linux, but you can use it on Linux. You know, you can't beat it. Go to proxpn.com/FTL, and if you use the code FTL20, you get 20% off, you know, whatever deal you get with them. If it's the premium deal, that's $74.95, that's for the year. It ends up with the 20% off, it ends up being only about $5 a month. I mean, that's like the price of a cup of coffee for all of your data getting encrypted, going back and forth online. And it's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. So again, proxpn.com/FTL, use the code FTL20 when you check out.
So the story of the bad tipper?
The bad, yeah.
The really bad tipper.
Yeah, the story is, no, this is not an okay tip to leave. So a woman who goes by the name IKMA, you know, this is on Reddit, the story is being told, works in a restaurant in Washington, D.C. Apparently an older couple from the Bible Belt decided to leave her this as a tip. And it looks like, now you can't, obviously we can't show this to you on the radio, but there's a, you know, the little where you put your money and you leave the tip.
The dish?
Yeah,
it's not a dish. It's the receipt. The fold.
The foldy thing.
The book.
The little receipt book.
Yeah.
and what you see the little receipt book, and there's a 10, just like kind of like hanging out.
$10 bill.
Just hanging out a little bit. And so the waitress, you know, she thinks, oh, wow, cool, they left me a great tip for, you know, $10. And $10 is, it's a pretty good tip for just about anything. And then you go down, and there's another, you know, suddenly she pulls this 10 out, but the 10's really small. It's like half the size of an actual dollar bill. And, you know, then she flips it over, and then suddenly there's John 3:16.
Oh!
So it's a tract.
Yeah, it's a tract.
That's disguised as a $10 bill.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. You know, and of course, John 3:16 is, you know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Whoever believes in him shall not. Yeah, anyway, I could go on.
Are they so desperate that the only way that they think they can get someone to look at their tract is by disguising it as money?
Maybe, but you know, the worst part is that they didn't leave a tip.
Yeah, that's rude. They probably think they're giving her something
this is
more
awful.
Valuable than this.
So, first off, if you want somebody to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, and you're going to leave that message to them in a tip, you should give them a large tip of real money so that they'll actually care what you have to say.
Yeah.
Because what this person, these people have done, is cement in this mind of this woman who's working for tips only that they're bad people that are willing to trick her.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is something I talk about. I think this is something the Liberty Movement kind of needs to do, is where, you know, you show that you're cool. If you're trying to convert somebody over to, or like if you're trying to get someone to your way of thinking or going into your religion, you want to show them that it's like actually a beneficial thing.
Yeah.
And by being a cheap whatever.
State.
Yeah. You're doing the exact opposite.
Well, the possibility exists that in fact these are agent provocateurs who are spreading around tracts and not leaving tips in order to turn people away from Christianity.
Those active atheists, they're ruining everything.
Atheists, here's some activism that will pay you.
Now, I used to have these little cards that I would give out as with tips. And it wasn't in lieu of a tip; it was with the tip,
yep.
And it said, this is not a tip. This is a gift, so it's not taxable income or something to that effect. And on the back, it had the world's smallest political quiz, which is designed to make you come out as a libertarian.
I think it's great.
You know, there's other. I mean, if you want to leave a tract, okay, fine. I mean, I find that annoying, you know, to do that. Like, even I even know, you know, sometimes you can go into the bathroom in a public place and, like, people leave tracks in there. I'm like, oh, this, you know, this is ridiculous. Can't I crap in peace?
Well, and, I got to say that I consider somebody who's trying to save me to be at least doing what they say they're going to do. There's many Christians that wander around that don't bother trying to share the word of Jesus Christ with you when they know that they believe that you're going to burn in hell. Like, they don't have enough, you know, intestinal fortitude to at least step up and give you that info.
Sure.
Now, once I tell you I'm not interested, then perhaps you should go elsewhere. But, I don't mind the tracks, and I think that this track itself is fine if you leave them around and people pick them up on their own, right? Like, so if you drop it on the ground and somebody bends over and says, ha, I found $10. Oh, no, it's this. I mean, you know, like, they didn't have the most pure of heart thought in the first place.
Sure, yeah, I can understand that.
You're trying to attract the greedy sinners.
I mean, definitely the thing that should have been done is, fine, leave the funny track, but still leave a tip. You know, leave the tip for the woman.
Well, yeah, I think that the tips are, you know, clearly something that has to be done. So I got a story.
Okay.
I used to... my, I don't know, one gal that was living with me at one time left.
How many were there?
So I, well, there's been more than one. So I needed somebody to clean the house because I was working a lot at the time, and my mom's housekeeper was, you know, I just said, hey, can you, you know, take care of my place? And I guess I left my a water pipe out. That's what they said it was at the head shop, which I purchased it. That it's only to be used for tobacco, and it's a water pipe. And so I left it out.
A bong.
A bong, yeah. And so she found my bong, and she, like, set it out on the kitchen counter so that I would see it when I came back, and she put some tracks underneath it.
Oh, my God.
So first off, what problem does Jesus have with a good old-fashioned dried plant? Secondarily, who the heck do you think you are? Can
Mark,
you please put my bong back where you found it?
That's kindling, Mark, so you can always have a fire. No, I'm just kidding.
This was in Florida. I had no use for kindling. I just had to clean out the fireplace if I lit something in it.
You know, I feel like, though, that these Christians are being contradicting in a very real way, in that the money, you know, did God invent the federal, is essentially, are Christians going to say that God made the Federal Reserve?
Tell me, you're going to have to wrap this in for me because I'm not getting your point.
Okay, my point is that you're supposed to give to Caesar's what is Caesar's.
Caesar's, yeah.
Okay, and I would love to hear the case for why the U.S. dollar, okay, is somehow belongs to Jesus, because I think it's pretty clear it belongs to Caesar. And so if they're being cheap and holding on to their money, so
you know, they're valuing it. You know, right. So what they're saying with this tract is that, you know, this is more valuable than money. Okay, well, I'll take your worthless money. Give it to me, you know.
Yeah, right. Exactly. If the message of Jesus is the real worth, you know, then what are they doing worrying about the money? Like, they right. should be just like, here, have it. I don't need it. I'm going to heaven.
Jesus
right.
is going to take care of me. I just got to ask Jesus for another $10.
What are they doing laying up their treasure here on earth?
Yeah.
855-450-FREE. Your thoughts on tipping are welcome on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
Hey, new kid. Ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you for cash. You don't even need to be a musician. Look at attics, basements, because we're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Trade-In Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll pay cash for qualified used gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details in your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
Welcome back to Secrets to Saving. Jen, you're saving $300 a month. What's your secret?
Sam, I called the National Mortgage Connection. They connected me with a great lender who refinanced my home loan into a much lower rate. Plus, they didn't charge me any closing costs. No escrow fees, no origination fee, and no credit report fee.
Let's go to Chuck now.
I called National Mortgage Connection, too. I also refinanced into a lower rate, and now I'm saving around $3,000 a year. And they refinanced me even though I was underwater on my mortgage.
It's no secret that a lower interest rate means a lower payment, which means you save money. And saving is sexy. With a record low rate, you've got to call NMC now. They're a referral service that connects homeowners with a pre-screened lender offering no closing cost loans. And you can refi even if you're underwater. Call 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49.
Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. It's the final segment. We might be able to squeeze you in here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
Let's go straight to the phones. Got Melissa calling in from Colorado. Melissa, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I just thought it would be good to make a distinction between financial poverty and moral poverty.
Could you speak right into your phone, Melissa? I just want to make sure I'm hearing you.
I'm making the distinction between financial poverty and moral poverty.
Okay.
So
tell me about this moral poverty.
Oh, just that there is a distinction because those are also two separate topics, you know,
yeah.
Two distinctly separate topics. But they just get so, you can't untangle them once you start talking about social health and who gets them and why.
So, Melissa, how would you define moral poverty?
That's a really long and drawn-out answer. I could write an essay or something about it, but...
Could you give us a few examples of something that somebody might do if they are morally poor?
Well, you know, like our prison system, for example, is massive. We have a massive, massive prison, you know, system in America, and that's how we function, is to take people who make mistakes and segregate them. And, like, social welfare is a little bit like that. People aren't segregated necessarily for their mistakes, like, in prison. But they are segregated from, like, you guys were talking about, you know, making a business or something. But I think if there is a solution, it would be, you know, matching people's skills and abilities to, you know, like what they can do and asking them to do it. But there are volunteer programs for some of the food stamp programs now, like in this area. But, yeah, I just want to make that distinction that those are two separate topics, but they're kind of like an unresolvable entanglement there.
I do appreciate the call, Melissa. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. Oops. Yeah, thank you. I see the point she's making on that, and I think that sometimes...
I have no idea what she means by moral poverty.
I think that there's certainly such thing as being immoral, right? Immoral poverty would be a lack of morality.
Yeah, but like, how would she define it?
No,
like,
I don't know.
Some people would say that it's morally improper to for a man and a woman to be in the same building after 9 p.m. You know,
it's after 9 p.m. now.
So, I guess we're doing it. Some people would say it's immoral for two women to love each other.
Yeah, there's all kinds of people's definitions of morality. But, you know, one of those things that came to mind when we were talking about a sort of money and morality mixed together is some people just consider having wealth to be immoral.
Yep.
Just being wealthy is immoral.
Right.
And that is kind of a dangerous thought process because there are some people that have gotten to be wealthy by robbing other people, essentially, by using the power, using power over others in order to exploit them and, you know, get money from them. Certainly, that much is true. There's a lot of people like that in the world. But there are others that have got wealthy by providing people with the goods and services that they want to have and that's, as far as I'm concerned, completely legitimate.
Yeah, or even just making a smart investment. I mean, I've heard this kind of rhetoric before. A couple points I want to bring up quick. I mean, one is the rhetoric that, well, you know, money is the root of all evil, which, of course, is a mistranslation from the New Testament of the Bible. It's actually the love of money is the root of all evil. I still disagree with that. But anyway, but there is a distinction there, you know, saying that money isn't in and of itself. It's just paper, you know, or whatever form it takes. You know, it can't be evil, but if person is, you know, greedy or whatever, I guess you could define that they are. The other point is that there's so many people who say, look, you don't get rich in this world, you know, unless you've cheated somebody.
Yeah.
That can no longer, in my opinion, be said by anybody. I mean, it just can't, because there's so many people that just made a smart investment by buying Bitcoin. You know, a few years ago,
there are people that don't have bitcoins, though, Brian.
Oh, sure.
How can you benefit while others don't?
Right. Yeah. but what I'm saying
secret communists.
Right. But what I'm saying is, it's like these people. You know, there's the guy. There's a very popular story going on now where a guy spent $25 on Bitcoin years ago, mm-hmm. and now he just bought a flat in Norway or wherever.
Yeah, for a $1 million.
Yeah, and I mean, because now that $25 worth of Bitcoin is literally worth millions of dollars, or $1.5 million, whatever. So, no, it cannot be said anymore that wealth, you know, is a clear sign of some kind of depravity. Not at all.
And I do think that there was a time when, you know, basically wealth and power were married, absolutely married.
I think that statement could have been said with some degree of certainty at one point.
Yeah, but under, like, autocracies where, right, you know, the king gave licenses to people to do business and, you know, all these things. And then when they did well, they gave their percentage back to the king and, you know, got themselves an earldom or, you know, all those things. And then basically they get the earldom. They have all that land and everybody on that land's got to pay a certain amount of their crops to them. And, you know, it's just a mess. You know, suddenly their kids never have to work again because they're gentlemen. That's why they grow out their fingernails, so they never have to work. You know, it's just, oh my God, it's a big mess. And I can completely understand why people have a relationship around money, suggesting that those that have money are somehow bad and wrong, because it's kind of the societal conversations gone on for so long. I suspect that. Now, in the Christian school I went to, they never said that the money is the root of all evil. They were always very clear it's the love of money that's the root of all evil was the,
right,
the terminology they'd use. I think that the money is the root of all evil thing came from institutionalized organizations like the Catholic Church, the Anglican Church, and these religious organizations that basically just wanted you to give your evil money to them.
Yes.
Yes.
So they could make it clean with the blood of Christ or whatever. And that's where that has come from, and that these sort of the newer Protestants religions didn't have that kind of same relationship. And by the way, the Protestants did reasonably well for themselves when they came to the New World and that kind of thing,
right?
They had the opportunities and broke out of those paradigms of, you know, earldoms and
It never made any sense to me, though, like with the whole, I mean, I understand like the principles of tithe and all that and how it's actually supposed to be 10% of your increase and everything, and it's just it's always blown my mind that God just really just can't provide for his own house, for his own church, for his own that's one of those things that just I never had. Whenever somebody said that, even when I was a Christian, and I was a pretty ardent one at that. Anytime somebody said that to me, I had no answer.
Well, you know, I do think that there's An empowering conversation around money. If you can say, look, I'm going to give 10% of my money to something I truly believe in, and that money is going to be returned to me tenfold. That if you believe that thoroughly enough, that you will either get that to happen in your life. You will make that happen in your life.
Sure.
Or you'll experience something akin to that occurring in your life. So therefore, that in and of itself, if you believe thoroughly enough in that, then yeah, that's going to work for you. But to tell people they have to do it is only going to create animosity. Let's go to Creighton, calling in from Kentucky. We'll take him real quick here. Creighton, you're on Free Talk Live.
How's it going, guys? I just had to call in after I heard that. The idea, the meme, that wealth implies that a crime has been committed is not in the Bible.
No, it's not. I've never heard it in the Bible, but it is a cultural meme.
Yeah, it's a cultural meme, and it starts with the idea that that wealth without a known source is evidence for a crime that has been committed. If you don't know why the person is wealthy, then there was probably a crime there. That's where that comes from. It was quoted in the Middle Ages.
Yeah,
and it's probably true, but it's definitely not in the Bible.
But if you think about it for a second, these organizations, the churches, which were so centralized there in the Middle Ages, they didn't want people getting wealthy. So they called things like loaning money usury. Oh, well, you can't borrow money to make a better life for yourself. Some people can take a business loan and turn it into something. I'm not saying that that everybody who gets a loan does well with it. But, so many of these systems were created to make people poor because they were easier to control then.
Right.
Creighton, thanks for the call. Sorry about that.
We're out of time.
Yeah. Check us out in the meantime at freetalklive.com. There you can interact, vote on stories, vote them up, vote them down, inner stories. It's been Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
Freetalklive.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Get ready, get set for the holidays for less at Lumber Liquidators' huge flooring sale. Save on over 150 floors, including first quality laminate from 49 cents a square foot. Prefinished hardwood from only $1.69 per square foot. Beautiful bamboo up to 15% off our incredibly low prices. Plus, save on great holiday gifts or floor them with a gift card. And get special financing. Hurry, get a great deal on a new floor just in time for the holidays. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store for your holiday deal today.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.